Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and the founder of this global broadcast and brilliant, amazing, beautiful community of light. I want to extend a good morning, good afternoon, and a good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. We are now in the flow of season 12. Of this show, and the wonderful Michaela Sheldon will be joining me in just a minute to get this party started for today. My intention with every gathering and every show here is for joy and healing energy to flow through my voice and to really flow through this entire sacred energetic space with grace and ease throughout our time together, with the highest divine support and participation for awakening, clarity, healing, empowerment, and love to be realized in wonderful new ways for all of us. So I invite you to slow down and breathe, open your heart, set your own intentions, and ask yourself what's the best that could happen here today? What is the best that could happen? And as the show progresses, please feel free to write in and let me know how you're doing, how you're feeling, what you're experiencing, and know that I am here to walk hand in hand and heart to heart with you as we navigate the twists and the turns on this wonderful sometimes complex spiritual adventure here on planet Earth. And for those of you who are new to the show, we invite you to subscribe to this series. It is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays on iTunes and YouTube and connect with us further in our Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul to find us. And for today's show, my friends, as these eternal souls that we are in physical human form, in this adventure of life, we're continually awakening, expanding, and evolving. And the only real constant that I see is change. So to reduce unnecessary suffering, this requires self-selected fluidity rather than stagnancy, and flexibility rather than rigidity or judgment. And so this leads me into our divinely designed topic for today with intuitive channel Michaela Sheldon, and that is embodying freedom. We are now embarking upon one of the most important aspects of our human ascension timeline, a collective uprising of resistance and old paradigms that no longer suit the new earth. When dimensional realities upgrade, a period of chaos or reorganization ensues. Restrictive programs and old societal norms become transitioned by interacting with them in a new consciousness. The subtle ways in which we integrate these programs in our lives becomes the impetus for grounding a new human reality, letting go of what was to fully embrace the new earth by creating it first in our own experiences. So humans are prepared to face these challenges and utilize their physical currency in concert with this new vibration to move energy through conscious action. This always starts within our personal hologram to affect the entire collective. And at a time when an uprising of density and darkness feels overwhelmingly restrictive, we're being called to see the abundant freedom that we innately possess and the freedom that we are. So on the show today with Michaela, you're going to understand the true meaning of planetary transition and how you are of service. You're going to activate the frequency of personal sovereignty in your most restrictive life experiences. You'll transform spiritual wisdom into conscious physical action that affects your daily life. Uncover your true nature, which operates beyond the fear of the collective hologram. And cultivate a loving relationship with your present moment experience as the impetus for radical transformation. So I'm excited that Michaela's back here, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. I know a lot of you are very familiar with her. She's been on the show many times. But let me share a little bit more, and we'll dive in. During a struggle to overcome chronic pain, Michaela awakened to her intuitive gifts, launching a journey to better understand her connection to spirit and the universe. After meeting a very special guide named Jacob, she was led down a synchronistic path of physical, emotional, and spiritual healing, leaving behind her mainstream life to uncover a mission that she has brought to this planet in many incarnations. Throughout her connection to Jacob and many others, Michaela completely healed her pain, and she steps solidly onto her soul's path as a trance channel. She now shares channeled teachings with international audiences through live events, radio and television appearances, live courses, writings, and private sessions. She understands that her purpose in this life is to usher light workers through a very turbulent and significant dimensional shift on the earth. And to accomplish this, she has access to a variety of guides, ascended masters, teachers, philosophers, interdimensional beings and collectives, including Mary Magdalene, the Palladians, the Council of Light, and many others. Michaela channels detailed information about our history, creation, structure, ascension, and transition to a fifth dimensional consciousness. She's also able to transmit light-coded frequencies and vibrational healings as a vessel for crystalline light through these channeled messages and activations. And so she'll probably be doing some of that with us today. She is such a beautiful, beautiful being. So I ask all of you to join me in extending waves and waves of love, light, and appreciation to Michaela as I welcome her back to the show. So Michaela, welcome back, beautiful.
Oh, thank you. It is always so fun to be here. Thank you.
You know what I was just feeling to share with you, Michaela? One thing about you that I love so much is there's a groundedness always and a clarity. You have this clarity, like no matter what we talk about, right? You just bring in these messages so clearly. With the energies right now, there's eclipse going on today. You know, how do you stay clear and grounded in the midst of, you know, the energies?
Wow, that's such a great question, because to be honest with you, I'm right in it with the rest of, you know, with everyone mm-hmm. else, because, you know, I experience my channeling differently than what others do. I, you know, as it comes through me, it becomes integrated with me. And so when I first started this journey, I used to channel a lot for myself because I didn't really have this big mission before me and I wasn't doing a lot of the things that I'm doing today. And I just simply had more time. But I noticed that in the midst of my own personal journey, there's always something going on that directly ties to what's happening on the planet and the messages that I'm bringing in. So I experience this very synchronistic life. It's not easy. We were talking about that a little bit before we got on the call, but I am very energetically sensitive, and I do notice a lot of the humans that I work with in my Lightworker programs and in my Facebook communities and things like that experience them similarly as well. And the thing that I think is going on right now is this just beautiful influx of codes. It's a lot of crystalline data and information that's coming to support us. And of course, you know, we all know that everyone's going to react to this a little bit differently because we're all playing out these different themes in our lives mm-hmm. that are so purposeful to how the collective is changing. So there are times when these planetary energies and influences are really hard to deal with, and they take me down in my energy, and I'm always finding out more about how I'm personally meant to address that. And what I've come to, which is a theme that we'll probably talk about here today, I think, is there's this really interesting edge that we're learning how to be on right now. Mm-hmm. And it's almost as if in order for us to feel more free in our bodies and in our energy fields and on the planet, we have to come to the agreement that here we are together in this place, not knowing what's going to happen in the next moment. Relinquishing a little control around that. And that's been a big theme for me personally. Because I'm an admitted control freak. I'm very
recovering or not recovering?
trying to recover. Integrating.
That's
that,
a good word.
Because I think there are positives. You know, there are positives to being, you know, very, very determined on the planet. And that determination for me has really taken me outside of the realm, I think, sometimes where these planetary energies can assist us, because we don't want to rest. We don't want to hear what our bodies have to say. We want to push forward and keep doing the things that our minds and our egos believe that we need to do in order to accomplish. And so coming into this new energy, which we were talking about before we started the call, feels so nice. It feels a little nice because I think it's supportive, and it's helping us to understand that we can let down our guard, and we don't have to fight so hard, and we don't have to work so hard to achieve that. There's something coming in that just feels like support. And it's hard to quantify in physical, right? Because we're used to support being money, right? Financial resources, people, and it still comes that way. But I think that we've been trained into this vibration of forcing it to come and ensuring that it comes and pushing it to come, when really the fifth dimensional energy that we're stepping into almost requires the opposite of that, so that it can show up. So that was a long-winded answer to your question.
No, I love it. I'm resonating with it very much. As you were speaking, Michaela, this huge butterfly is flying right outside my office window, which is, you know, symbolic of freedom, which is what we're talking about, freedom and transformation. And this butterfly, it's really large. It's been flying by my window all day today, which is really beautiful. But what I wanted to say regarding what you just shared is, you know, the kind of the relinquishing of control. And what I'm feeling today is really this, what you said, feeling that support and kind of softening into the reflection, softening into the release and the clearing, and really being in the moment. And I know you've been speaking about that lately quite a bit, about staying in the moment and not really looking backward, not taking inventory of past mistakes, and really trying to be grounded and softened in the moment. I'd love for you to expand on that, because that ties into this whole concept of freedom, which we can really only feel free in the present moment, right?
Right, right. Absolutely. You know, and I feel like, in a sense, this energy, even though it does feel supportive, you know, leading up to the eclipse, was very uncomfortable for a lot of us. And I think the reason for that is we actually are coming into a more masculine, feminine balance on the planet energetically. And if you think about ancient lives, ancient civilizations, where we had these technologies and pyramids and temples and all of these things that resonate in the harmonic of masculine, feminine balance, those are portals, right? Those are areas where we travel between all dimensions, and communication in all dimensions is available. And it's a zero point. It's a zero point frequency. And then and then for us, we have to consider that zero point is present. But we are so out of sync with being accepting of what is. So there's been so many teachings that have been coming in about this, because first of all, we have to consider that we have a lot of imprints, and we know this. Imprints are things that we're filtering our present moment through, which really come from our past, and they can come from our linear past, or they can come from our past lives. And so we've really been butting our head up against the wall, trying to heal the core wounds, right? The reasons we have these imprints. And so we can look at an imprint of fear, for example. We can pick it apart for a really long time, and we can uncover things that happened in our childhood and as adolescents and young adults, and work on healing that. But the fact of the matter is, what forms that imprint is so much experience. that if we keep diving into it, we're going to find ourselves immersed constantly mm-hmm. in this healing process, which keeps us ingrained in the past. And so the only place where the freedom exists for us mm-hmm. to live outside of the past is in the present. And that's our portal. So if we have an imprint of fear coming up in the present moment, the only way for us to recognize how to change that is by meeting it with a new consciousness. And that isn't an easy thing to do. And I think that's why it's feeling a little uncomfortable right now, because we tend to restrict as humans. It's not a judgment. It's just the way that we came up in the third dimension. We've been taught to restrict the things that are uncomfortable and to not really dive in fully to what exists in the now, because sometimes what exists in the now isn't what we want. Mm-hmm. But what we have to consider, there's this beautiful message that was brought in this the last group of class transmissions I offered. The only pathway to courage is through fear. You know, as a matter of fact, the vibration of fear and courage are actually close to the same frequency. But the problem is we don't understand exactly how much freedom we have in the midst of fear to move in the spectrum of ways. So to catapult this issue, we've had this very narrow vision of what freedom is and what options are available to us. And that's what awakening is, right? I mean, awakening is really widening that perspective. It's mm-hmm. now perceiving a spectrum of perceptions, opportunities, mm-hmm. actions and things that we've never considered before. But when it comes to filtering things from the past, we didn't have that vision. So I think what we're doing right now in the present is we're challenging ourselves to bring everything we've learned to the table, to the now. But to compound the issue, we've been, and this is a little controversial, but this really came into my last channel course, we've been using spiritual practice as a tool to move ourselves out of what's happening in the present moment. Mm-hmm. And I think that it was purposeful because everything we experience is purposeful. But that aside, whenever there's something that we're in lack of, we often will find an overabundance of the opposite to bring us back into balance. So we have this influx of divine feminine, this kind of overabundant spiritual, emotional path that a lot of us became immersed in. And sometimes that took over the activity of healing our past by trying to control the future. And so we've been very immersed in spiritual practice to anchor our desires, to avoid conflict and pain and things in the body. And it's not been wrong so much as it's been out of alignment. Because not being in that zero point where all solutions lie, where that freedom truly is where we've been lacking in our ability to move forward. So in order to embody freedom, mm-hmm. we have to challenge our current reality, not by resisting it, but by being immersed in it in a new way with a new confidence.
I agree with that. It's so, there's so many layers to this, right? You know, and there's truth to so many things that we apply truth to. You know, because a lot of the spiritual practices, you know, some take you back into, or back is a relative term anyway, into other timelines, other realities, other cosmic dimensions, mm-hmm. you know, and there's purpose in that, to whatever degree we feel there's purpose. And I guess it's just very individual for people, what is purposeful for them in that moment. But I have found that what you just shared is quite true for me, that when I go too far away from the zero point in the moment, it's more of a distraction than is helpful for me, at least at this time. But that's not to say that it hasn't helped me in the past, you know what I mean? In other parts of my journey. So I don't know. It's an interesting conversation when we bring up, you know, this balance of staying in the zero point and then also exploring all of these spiritual, ways of healing and all of that. So, you know what I mean? It's a fascinating mm-hmm. conversation, especially doing a show like this, because you have so many perspectives and different people resonate with different perspectives, and none of them are right or wrong. They are what we say they are. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, exactly. We all have to accept we have our unique energetic experience, and we're all here to explore different truths, and they're not necessarily wrong. But when I look at the way that the guys are teaching right now, what's interesting about it is that it helps us to understand that instead of attempting to replace what was or what is with something to be, that we're meeting every experience in the moment as the catalyst for its change. So there's nothing wrong with having desires. And there's nothing wrong with projecting those desires into the future and having some type of manifestation or meditation practice that's geared to that. Mm-hmm. But where we get stuck along the way is we tend to create a void when we're always staying in the projection and guaranteeing or I guess relying on the fact that that has to come and change what is. Because what those desires do is they signal the universe in a way that draws cooperative components into our field. But those cooperative components have to have a landing space. They have to have a grounding space. And if we're not embodied in our present experience and our present awareness, we often lose the opportunity to see where the universe is supporting us. Because everything that we've manifested thus far, regardless of how you feel about it, you know, it might not be exactly the reality that you want. There might be some things that you're experiencing in the body or with financial abundance or partnerships or whatever it may be, mm-hmm. are the portal to the next experience. And so unless we're immersed in what is with this masculine-feminine balance, we can't allow everything that we desire to come in to our physical reality. And let me give you an example of a couple of things that have been coming in to client session and things like this. Mm-hmm. One of the big collective things, and I've talked about this a couple of times, that's taking place is a lot of resistance in the medical field, in medical institutions, and especially we're seeing a lot of resistance around mandatory vaccines and things like this. And, you know, whether you are, you know, pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine, we can see how we're butting up against the resistance of a program that has to change because it has to accommodate all beings, everyone on the planet. So I've had a lot of people, especially with young children, really wound up in their energy or their currency about this because either they're projecting future consequences about what's happening now, or they're trying to change the situation by changing the truth of other humans. When really, the only way that our collective reality changes in alignment with a collective desire, meaning it suits everyone on the planet right now, is how we meet and work with it in our current timeline. So where, as a child, you might be feeling bound or tied by legal restrictions, what's happening right now is we're being challenged to find the most creative outlets and experiences that we can cultivate with restrictive programs. That's really how freedom shows up. Mm-hmm. So if we look at that model, we can say restriction or resistance in anything is actually the catalyst for bringing in something new.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because perhaps as parents, we're going to be motivated to start an alternative school, right? Or there's some new form of teaching we're going to bring in, or all of a sudden we're going to find ourselves immersed in a new opportunity. But we have to let go of trying to control it in one way or another. So the more masculine outlet for that is fighting up against it, which is fine. I think that there's a time and a place on the planet for protest in a conscious way, right, sharing information. But we also have to consider the more feminine side of that, which is our relaxation into the stillness, the confidence, the spiritual access we have, the consciousness that we've attained, and how do we put that now into action with what's taking place. And that's why I say it's not that we're wrong in the way we did things. It's that we're always up-leveling, and we're meeting the collective exactly where we are with the spiritual tools and wisdom that we've attained. But now I think the energy we're stepping into on the planet is giving us the opportunity to really see how creative we are as humans. And the guides have been talking about for a long time, moving into the fall months. And I think that's what this whole eclipse and, you know, this season is all about for us, because there's a lot of interesting themes about the fall where we're moving past some of those very turbulent changes within Gaia, which have been affecting us and in a sense have been not holding us back, but having us sweep out the corners of the closets mm-hmm. and the things right. that couldn't go with us into this new energy. But I really see the fall into the winter months as we embark into the 2020s as being a really creative time where we're seeing new solutions arise and where we're being called to actually trust in our ability to create those solutions. And Carrie, this is one of the most incredible things I see in private session is a lot of people already know, they have a deep knowing and understanding of what they're here to do, of how either in their own lives or with others they're meant to serve. But the biggest brick wall to that manifesting is our belief within ourselves, our accepting that we truly do know that that's the path. And that there is nothing on the planet that can block that, right? Simply Absolutely. Because it doesn't fit in some model we see on the planet or, right, some kind of structure that's been put into place before. And I'll tell you, let me get into another quick example, because I work with a lot of brilliant healers and teachers all over the globe. But there's a lot of healers on the planet that are butting up against old paradigms like insurance and liability and things like this, where the guides have come in to say, you know, the path that you're forging isn't just to heal other humans. It's breaking down these old paradigms of mistrust, because mm-hmm. none of these things that have emerged on the planet have been in that masculine feminine balance, nor have they been in relationship to love and collective oneness. Mm-hmm. And so we're being challenged to walk through the fear of these old beliefs and paradigms that perhaps I'm going to get sued. Maybe I need some kind of liability insurance, but that doesn't resonate with who I'm becoming, right? So mm-hmm. so we have a lot of our currency tied up in how do we let go of some of these things? And that may not be right for everybody. Okay, but I'm saying there are examples of this in every single experience we're most resistant in right now. How are we going to let go of the things that are so tied up in fear and still walk our truth on this planet and allow ourselves to be the catalyst for change? Mm-hmm. So that's where that zero point is really helpful, because it takes us outside of the realm where we're hoping something is going to manifest, and we're not looking at the past as evidence of mistakes that we've made that exactly. may be brought into the future, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we're here to be these conduits for change, especially in communities like this. I highly encourage everyone listening to really be that catalyst. And, you know, we're here to serve by creating these new solutions and new structures. And there are so many layers to what's going on collectively, you know, with regard to restriction and resistance that, like you said, that is the underneath that or within that is the catalyst for us creating something new. And we're the ones to do that. And it's exciting. It's an honor. It's a privilege to be on this planet and decide that we are going to be the ones to create new solutions and change collective reality. But I've learned, I mean, I don't wait for the collective. I really, well, I don't watch television or, not much of it anyway, or, mm-hmm. or look to the collective. I don't look to it very much. So I don't see a lot of the heavy resistance or political things or, anything like that too much. It's not really in my field, but, I can see how, it's there. And, but I love that you say it's so purposeful because it is the catalyst for the new. It's what brings us to, that point where we make choices that are geared toward freedom, which is what we're talking about in the embodiment of freedom. And, you know, for you, Michaela, you know, freedom for all of us in a physical body, is in the body. And I know you worked through a lot of physical challenges in your life, which brought you to the freedom that, you know, you're experiencing today. And a lot of people listening, and I'm looking at a lot of people who've written in, you know, can resonate with some of the physical challenges, the abundance challenges. Yeah. What kind of information is coming through now with regard to cellular activation, reprogramming the physical bodies? What can you share about that?
Oh my gosh, I just downloaded a 2,500 word transmission on this that'll be up on Awaken Empowered magazine very soon. But I can give you the gist. And you know, you're so right, Carrie, because one of the summary messages in this was that we really need to think about our life in this way, that we're in the midst of one of the most incredible times on this planet. And we actually decided to be alive right now. And the Earth is actually moving into a new location in the universe. It's anchoring a new dimension. And that doesn't come without some form of, you know, physical and also, of course, non-physical adjustment. But this message that was brought in, it was actually brought in for me. I brought it in personally because I am very sensitive to energy and I've gone through some very incredible physical shifts. And what we have to consider, and of course we all know this, that, you know, our bodies are made up of a million cells, but at the base of these cells is a pulsating, vibrating light. And that light, that's what makes it intelligent. It's a consciousness, and that consciousness is meant to work together. What's happened in the third dimension is that our cells have kind of taken on these different assignments in the body. So it's not unlike humans being very singularly focused and forgetting we had a collective to consider. Our cells and our bodies have actually done the same, and they've been holding information based on these separate intentions. So for example, if you have a disease like cancer, the guides would always quantify this as a group of cells that have taken on an assignment that isn't in the highest and best of the entire body. Right? And all we need
That's
to do now is we need to bring ourselves, we need to bring them back on board, right? We need to integrate them with the body. So what we've been experiencing with the recent planetary energies is this reorganization and deprogramming. So the deprogramming part has a lot to do with what we hold in our cellular water, which is information. And we're purging a lot of that information right now. And this is why another reason why that present moment or zero point frequency is so important, because the way we deprogram cells is by realizing things that are taking place in the present moment are actually tied to old belief patterns or experiences we've had in the past. So we have an opportunity now to change that. And I'm going to give you a personal example because I came really close to this in the last few weeks. So, so I have had this interesting theme lately with betrayals in my life. And I had a really big kind of minorly catastrophic thing happen in my home where I was dealing with a lot of contractors and people were coming in and out and taking my money and not doing the work and all kinds of crazy things went on. And so I thought, wow, I really have this theme going on of betrayal, which means I don't trust. And I know this is an issue for me in the past. I've you know, I've not been very trusting of other humans. It's something I've worked on. It's been a theme in my life. I thought I must need to go a little deeper here because there's some reflective mirror in my outer world that's showing me I need to trust more. So I had a new contractor walk in the door, signed a contract, and I said, you know what? I'm going to implicitly trust this guy. He's going to be my practice ground. Whatever happens, no matter, I'm going to trust this guy. And so he wasn't upholding the contract. He was not upholding the timeline. I was giving him all this leeway. I was being very feminine in my approach, right? I said, you know, I understand it's a tough time for you guys right now. It's a lot of work going on. You're overwhelmed. But, right? I was addressing it very softly, compassionately. And the next day, probably about a month into the work, the next day I got a text message out of the blue that really shocked me. And he said that I was taking advantage of him and he was quitting the job.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was blown away. Carrie, I was blown away. I thought, that was so not the experience I was having. So I had to channel on this because I thought, am I channeling something? So I had to channel on it, and I did. And here's what the guy said. They said, you're attempting to rectify something in the outer world when really the trust that you've lost is within yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's not that I have this issue trusting other people. It's that until I trust myself enough, the people can't show up that mimic that. And that was so profound for me because mm-hmm. I think it's such a common theme on our planet. And I think this is a part of what we're purging from our yes. cellular water is the fact that we've made mistakes in the past. Even our own awakenings have shown us that maybe we went astray. We went down the wrong path. Now, we might have been immersed in a religion that we don't believe in anymore, but wasn't that time in your life so truthful for you, right? I mean, to choose that experience, you believed it was the best path for you, but now we're using it as the impetus for not trusting ourselves going into the future. And so I think that we have a myriad of experiences coming up right now that are helping us to see not the outer reflection of how we need to mm-hmm. serve and be, but what within ourselves we need to rectify, where we need to let go of these judgments, these opinions we have of ourselves as not knowing or needing to understand more. It's like, where do we come to that threshold where we accept we are, you know, that spiritual all-knowing being, right, that we mm-hmm. have worked so hard to become. So I think that's a part of it. But the reorganization is really the redistribution of these assignments that the cells have taken on. So there's a variety of, you know, mixed messages, health protocols, thoughts, beliefs, you know, practices that we bring in when the body goes down. And we've been talking about this for a long time. A lot of us in this movement have felt very exhausted in the body. It's been adrenal. It's been hormone related. And so some of the advice that comes in, or I guess I'll say one of the most profound yet simple suggestions that came in, is the concept of space. That we really need to give the body right now a lot of space because the reorganization is integrating light, which is information. Mm-hmm. And everything that's interpreted at the cellular level is interpreted as information. That's food, communication, human interaction, even spiritual practice like breath work, you know, meditation is bringing information into mm-hmm. the body. And so what's happened is when our bodies go down, we get into that physical mode of doing or spiritualizing our bodies back in out of resistance, back into health. So we start throwing everything at the body, right? And I do this all the time. So I'm an admitted supplement and herbal junkie. I'm an admitted spiritual practice junkie. So when we do that and we don't allow the body space, we're compounding an already stressed cellular energy mm-hmm. that really just needs the space and time to come back into balance. Another aspect of this is physical time is really huge right now, Carrie. So a lot of us feel we have less time to accomplish physical tasks, and we think that time is speeding up, and we feel the stress of trying to keep up with time. But it's really not that time is speeding up. It's actually the amount of energy it takes to maintain a physical focus feels slower in speed to the vibration or the consciousness that we've attained. Mm-hmm. So if you take that into upholding old ideas, we find that we really drain our currency. So in other words, it's taking more energy for us to uphold timelines and situations that are no longer in resonance with us. So areas in our life where we're pretending, right, when we're holding on to things that we're afraid to let go of, this is contributing to the exhaustion because our bodies are having to keep up with everything that we resist in addition to everything that's being integrated. Mm-hmm. So it's not the difference between lower vibrational stuff and higher vibrational stuff. It's just a bunch of stuff, you know, that's coming in.
Right.
So, yeah. So
you shared so much.
Really,
you shared a lot. Yeah. A lot of really important messages, Michaela, and I want to highlight the one that I feel is really powerful, which was expanding space. It requires a lot of reflection time. As I'm saying that, Michaela, I'm looking on my wall and the clock that I have, I had engraved on it, Carrie's Sanctuary Time, because, oh, it says relax, you're on Carrie's Sanctuary Time, because when I moved to this island, it was all about retreating for reflection. I knew that the reflective mirrors in the outside world were exactly what you were saying. They were reflections of layers of my own stuff,
yeah,
you know, that I needed to reflect upon and having, and I created this space here because there's not a lot of people around, you know, on a corner of an island, and you're, you know, and it's really allowed me to expand the space, which is exactly what you're talking about, because when there's so much information, like you're talking about, it's just cluttered. Everything's cluttered. There's not enough time. There's not enough this. The body's exhausted. And so I really want to highlight that for everyone listening. What you said is so important, expanding the space. And you also said, how did you say it? I think you said, redistribution of the cells or the energy so that we can deprogram the cells that are on assignment for sickness and disease, and so that they have the freedom and the space for new movement, new experiences of health or vitality or new flows of prosperity or abundance, because all of this is interrelated. But I'm so grateful, Michaela, that you brought up in such a vulnerable way what you're going through personally, because we all go through it. You know, these layers of looking at these layers of core wounds and reflection, and there's a lot of internal work that without that, we tend to just look outside of ourselves and think that it's everything external, but it's really not. It's a reflection of what's going on inside. So, wow, that was a lot. That was beautiful.
I don't think it ever gets done, you know.
No,
I think it's a constant process,
not.
You know. The work goes on and on, and I don't even like to call it work. It's just, it's just expansion. You know, it's just expansion.
It's evolution. It's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So with the guides and the beings that you channel, Michaela, and I know you're kind of always in a channeled state, especially when you're on a show like this or when you're, you know, working with, beautiful beings in your private work. Because I imagine they're all kind of integrated and around you right now. Is there anything that you feel or they feel, you all feel, is important to channel through or bring through for this community right here and now? What are you feeling?
Yeah, why don't we do this? Let's all just center ourselves, and we'll bring in a little message/process that will help us really get into this available space, okay, where the freedom exists. So we'll merge some of the messages that we've been bringing in about freedom with this cellular reorganization that's going on. And I actually have the Pleiadians and I also have Mary Magdalene, so I welcome them all if they step in. So as we center ourselves, let me take a nice deep breath. I want you to imagine that not only are you anchored in so solidly to the root that the crystalline core of Gaia is supporting at the cellular level all of the movement that we already know it's making, but also that the galactic universe supports this as well. So the breath carries you into the waiting arms of Gaia, the waiting arms of the universe, holding you and bathing you in a very soft caress so that the breathing becomes easy and effortless. And as you move into this space where all time, space is accessible to you, where all information lies, I wish to first bring you to the notion that whatever is happening right now in the body, regardless of the messages you've heard today about the cells, regardless of anything that you believe has been defined for you as a diagnosis, is actually a pathway to change. And within the body, all of the cells with the assistance of the universe, of Gaia, and your very easy and slow breath are actually creating a crystalline gateway or a pathway. And that isn't to form a new body that's different than the one that you're in. But what this crystalline gateway offers is the ability to find freedom and comfort in the way the body currently exists. Because this, in and of itself, is the way that you support the physical consciousness that you are caretaking as a spirit. And that physical consciousness looks to you for acceptance and support. It is here on a journey of becoming. So with each breath that you take, you are communicating to the cells that this becoming is able to unfold in whatever fashion necessary for your soul to capture a unique experience. For whatever experience is necessary to link up this divine plan that you came coded with a collective experience. Because ultimately, what your body knows is that it's not on a singular journey, that it is here in this becoming such that this spirit, this caretaker of the soul, merges with it into form and uses it constructively as a path of service and change. And what your higher self remembers in this key code statement is that everything that is happening in the body right now is purposeful for the soul's path that is unfolding before you, both collectively and singularly. So with the next breath that you take, this crystalline bridge, this gateway formed by all of the intelligent cells within your body, mirrors the water within Gaia. As a crystalline elemental source, that water flows through you now, embedded within each cell and recoding it to relaxation and stillness and acceptance. Not acceptance in the relinquishing of a desire, but acceptance in the true knowing that the body is offering this beautiful path of arriving at your desire in divine time. And that divine time is perfect for you, Because if it were to arrive any sooner or any later than its scheduled activity, it would not make the impact on you and the others that are in your reality that it is designed to make. And so for those of you who are here in this collective space, struggling with some disease or pain, some lack of energy, we simply state that within that perceived dysfunction, within that perceived darkness or lower vibration, that God exists, that source exists, that you are not being held back from some advantageous or more joyful experience due to the presence of a physical interruption, that what is unfolding within you is a reflection of God in a form that is causing discomfort because it is not drawing you to action, but more love and open acceptance of that darkness within. Because that which shows up in our physical reality that is perceived by us as the most dark and discordant experience is causing within us the most massive openings and transitioning to love. And so in this moment, feel that love arise within you. Not for what you may achieve in the future, not even for the accomplishments of the past, but for who you have become in this moment. For the coming to center with everything in your physical reality that must emerge right now as a result of the work that you've done as a spiritual being. Because even discomfort and pain comes to reorganize information such that we are now unfolding in this new becoming that we've sent the desire forth into the collective to manifest. So we offer another reminder from your higher self to your soul that in discomfort, in pain, one of the greatest transitions is being born, and that it may not be a consequence or a robbing of your desire so much as a crystalline gateway or pathway to a new reality. And now that all of the cells are merged in this beautiful earthly water and crystalline light, we take one last very deep breath, opening that space even further into the unknown with no fear or judgment of what will be, no need to control or to push an outcome, but to relish in the safety, the security of this plan that if it were known, would not be the impetus for who you are becoming. Deep cleansing breath. When you are ready, ground back into the body.
Thank you for that, Michaela. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
I hope everyone's feeling their cells recoded to this state of relaxation. I know I feel that. That was very, very beneficial for that. And what I noted, Michaela, from what you shared was any perceived dysfunctions or discordance or darkness even, is these are all just pathways to change and openings to love. And that the discomfort and pain only reorganizes information, and it's just a gateway to a new reality. So beautiful messages that just came through there. And yeah, a lot of reorganizing happening.
You know, I love that, because there's a couple, you asked the question about physical and freedom, and there's a couple of quick examples I'll just bring in. I did have a client recently who had a very catastrophic injury from an accident and affected her spine, and she was a dancer and was really struggling because she couldn't do what she loved. And the guy said it was possible in this life for her to do exactly what she loved again, but she had to explore the freedom in her body and the state that it was, meaning that there was a range of movement that she had. And in that range of movement, the more she relished in that, the more the movement would expand. And in addition to that, something I learned very early on, being in chronic pain, and being actually part of my rehabilitation, being thrown into the gym, was that my perception of pain had a lot to do with how my body healed. So where I was used to being in chronic pain as a restriction of my activity, I learned by putting a more positive emphasis on moving my body and physical that pain could come to heal as well. And that incidence of pain was actually realignment and movement of my physical body. And it took a while. It took me a couple of years in addition to the spiritual practice and all of the other things that I did. But for me, that was so profound, that the way that I perceived was how much freedom I was able to experience in my body.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. And you've experienced it, Michaela. It's interesting, as you were talking about the chronic pain that you were in, and you had chronic pain, fatigue, you went through all of this. And we've spoken about that on, you know, many times before when you've been here, but just as you were talking about that, several people were writing in about, you know, how can I overcome chronic fatigue? And what would you say to someone who's experiencing that right now? Because there are several people who wrote in about that right about the same time.
Chronic fatigue. Mm-hmm. One of the most powerful messages that I've been coming into my private sessions about fatigue is to fast. And that doesn't mean fasting from food. It means fasting from everything that you're trying to put into your body to change the fatigue, because it's creating more fatigue. And I actually tried this myself. The guide suggested that I fast from, you know, spiritual practice, from herbs, from supplements. We think when we put high vibrational information in the body that that's supposed to heal us. And it certainly does. But if we are overtaxed, or what the guides call this is if we are overprocessed in the body, like the body's overprocessing, even high vibrational information is information that we have to process. Mm-hmm. And the guides have suggested for people for 2 weeks, you know, fast in areas where you feel you might have been overprocessing, putting in too many supplements, too many herbs, you know, doing all of these different things, and let the body be and allow it to message you as it comes back out of that fast as to exactly what it wants to bring back. And to do that slowly. And that alludes to the space that we brought in as well.
Yes,
the best thing you
exactly.
can do is to take the space. You know, it's a space between meals. It's space between spiritual practice. It's, right, it's space between all of the supplements and herbs and, you know, protocols we're using for our health, so that the body can catch up. Because this is a very significant time on our planet. There's so many codes we're downloading. And our bodies know what to do. But we have to let go of the control of them so that they can do innately what they know they need. And so one of the biggest things that we have to let down on is that perception that if we are resting, we are not accomplishing. Because I have found this in my own life, one of the most profound lessons for me in the last year, as I have also battled with adrenal fatigue and exhaustion, is that I accomplish more when I'm resting than I do when I'm pushing and physical. This is how the new grid works. This is the support we were talking about, Carrie. Mm-hmm. It's amazing when you get into the frequency of it that you have to relinquish the control. I have found that I am putting in less physical time into my mission and having more profound reach and effect in my personal life and the lives of others by letting go of the reins. Mm-hmm. And it does happen physically because the humans show up that support you, the resources show up, the ideas come. You know, we forget that when we're very focused in physical action, we need that space to be creative too. If we're always following the list and we're trying to achieve, we don't allow what our path wants to create to emerge within us. So we need space for that as well. And I think that's one of the best things that we can do right now to bring our bodies back online.
Expand the space. Yeah. That's such a highlighting message for today. And I agree with what you're saying. I have found slowing down and resting more, you know, gives me so much more energy to do the things that I do need to do when I am on. But it kind of reminded me as you were speaking, Michaela, that it's deprogramming the cells that are on assignment to pursue and to fight and to push and to go. Like they're kind of on assignment. Like that's what they feel like they need to do, right? Because that's what they've always done, and maybe for many years. And so we have to reprogram them that it's okay to expand that space so they're not fighting and pursuing and pushing and all of that. And the creative juices flow, Michaela, I'm sure as we both know, when we do rest and when we do, and I find I have more time. I find that, and I've spoken about this on the show, that I don't have a shortage of time when I do rest. It feels like, oh, there's plenty of time. When I'm on that, in that go, go, go mode, there's never enough time because your consciousness, you're in a different state of consciousness, and it's just, it's not productive. And that's what leads feeling drained and all the things that we're talking about. So it's interesting how this conversation has steered in this direction. We never know where it's going to go, right? But clearly people are, you know, this is what a lot of people are going through. Yeah, a lot of people are writing in about that. And a lot of people also wrote in, Michaela, about your the meditation or whatever, what did we call that? That was a process, basically.
Yeah.
An impromptu process.
Yeah.
But people loved it and were so grateful, almost fell asleep, so relaxed, so peaceful. Thank you. Body catalyst into the zero point. Beautiful. There are no words to use that are adequate. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You spoke to my soul. That was Elaine. So a lot of people really appreciated that. And I'm glad that you and I can just go with the flow, as I always do on this show, but you're so good about that. I mean, none of this was planned, what exactly we were going to talk about or the process or anything, but it feels beautiful in terms of what came through. I do want to take some callers, but before we do that, because we have a lot of hands up, Michaela, let's talk about the offerings that you brought to the show this time. You always bring in new offerings every time you're here. And you, what's so fascinating, well, for those of you who are new to the show, you go to straighttalkforthesoul.com, click on the marketplace, and you'll see Michaela's beautiful face, and click on that, and there's three offers. There's the Lightworker Inner Circle 11, Inner Circle 12, and then the combination of both. But what I was going to say, Michaela, is we're in season 12 of the show now, and you're offering season 12 of your Lightworker Inner Circle. So very appropriate. Yeah, very synchronistic. And describe for people who haven't participated in any of these lightworker inner circles with you, Michaela, what they're about, and specifically what these two circles, 11 and 12, were about.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're not familiar with my work, I do channeled courses. And this is one of my favorite things about what I do on the planet, because the guides will just swoop in and offer a really beautiful teaching in the form of a course that aligns with the planetary energies and what we're all going through in the moment. And Inner Circle 12 is my 12th course. So it's the 12th one that I've done. And it's really focused on everything that we've been talking about, that entitled Embodying Freedom. So this is over, I'd say, 7 hours of channeled content, activations and processes. There's a beautiful intro message. This is channeled through, and my courses are always channeled through a variety of beings. But this course in particular, we had the Magdalena Collective, which is a collective of Divine Feminine Ascended Masters. We had Kuan Yin, the Pleiadians, and a collective called the Nihal. There's a beautiful intro message from Mary Magdalene, which I love. It's a meditation as well to activate our God consciousness. And it was a really beautiful preparation for the coursework. And then there were 5 channeled transmissions all about uncovering freedom, understanding the concept of spiritual mayhem, which was, again, a little controversial, like where we might be projecting too much through spiritual practice, and how do we use spiritual tools in our life in a balanced way. Self-love was such a beautiful teaching in this course. It came through Kuan Yin, and it was extremely profound. And then another area that was interesting that came up here was energetic shields and protection. And the guides brought this concept through in a really powerful way. And there was an incredible activation. So in the final transmission, it's like an hour-long meditation activation. And then there's a final video transmission where we shore up all of the different topics and issues. So that's Inner Circle 12. And what I love about this is it flows really well. It just combines really well with the Inner Circle 11, which was my previous course on exploring truth. And this is all about the concept of truth, which we get kind of stuck on sometimes. Again, the Nihal, and we have the Magdalena Collective and the Pleiadians, and there's another about 7-8 hours worth of channeled activations and material covering universal truth, spiritual truth, physical truth, and unified truth. And then there was a final activation. I'm going to give a little disclaimer for those of you who want to embark on Inner Circle 11. It was a pretty intense activation, and the people who are live on the call and who have done it after the fact, because the vibrations on the recording are just as strong as if you do it in person, really experience some major shifts and integrations. So this was really helping us connect to new truths in our lives and open pathways for new truths that helped us move forward in our lives. And then I know that you put them, packaged them together, which I love because, as I said, they just seem to flow together. These two courses really are very supportive of each other, and I think they're focused on such important themes that we're all going through right now as a collective and in our singular lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've always had people, the feedback from your courses you have a big following because the people who tend to get involved with them really love them. And so for those of you who haven't, this is a beautiful opportunity to do that. And I want to clarify that these are recorded. These have already taken place, which means you can listen to them now, currently.
Infinitely.
Yeah, and infinitely, yes. Currently and infinitely. all of
which
that.
Which is kind of nice because you can allow space between the transmissions if required for you to integrate the energy at your own pace.
Right. And just follow your own guidance with that, you know, whatever feels best for you. And the Nihal. Now, I'm familiar with the Palladians, Kuan Yin, the Magdalena Collective through you. I mean, but the Nihal, who are the Nihal?
Yeah, the Nihal are a collective of enlightened teachers who have lived in ancient times on the planet, and they all come together as a one voice. They're very attuned to the Akashic field, and they create this interdimensional kind of planetary bridge to Akashic information, but they're also very focused on universal truth. This is kind of the area that they specialize in. So they're great teachers, philosophers, that help us understand universal truths and laws. So there are many. They're a collective of many. They're 12th dimensional, actually, as well.
Okay. Fascinating. So when you brought through, you know, what you shared today, who was participating in that with the channeling?
What I noticed before there were several guys that were here because I was meditating before we started the call. Mm-hmm. I always have the Pleiadians. They're always close by, but I did have Mary Magdalene, and I had Archangel Gabriel, and I had Archangel Michael that were here right before we started the call. So I really felt when we did the activation, we had Pleiadians and Mary Magdalene just kind of pushing that along for us. So, there's
beautiful.
Always a good number of beings and collectives that I work with, and I hear from them, and I do see them in my peripheral, in my inner eye, almost surrounding my aura. So I do recognize when they're here.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So, Michaela, are you okay with taking a few live callers? I'd love to.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I'd love to engage with our community a little bit here. We have quite a few hands up already, but it's star 2 to raise your hand, and the hands go up. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and come on out there and just give us your name and question. Michaela, are you open to any kind of questions, or do you want to direct this in a specific way? Okay.
It's always good if we bring it in a way that can help everybody, right?
But
the guides always make it perfect. So.
Exactly. Okay. I'm coming out there, community. All right. So our first caller that I'm going to, let's see, I'm going to area code 925. 925, you're live. Hi.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi. Hello. How are you, and what's your name?
Wonderful. My name is Kim. So a question that would be, and hi, Michaela. Thank you for being here. It's wonderful to hear you. I guess a question that would be more relevant to the collective. I guess we're all dealing with so many energies at this time, and I've personally had a couple friends who are one today who told me they felt that they were dealing with manic energies, which is not normal. Is there any guidance you can offer that some are feeling?
Yes. So we have a Pleiadians here, and it's difficult for us to answer this question for the entire collective, but we can give some common themes because, as you know, every soul has a theme to play out, and those themes can be compounded by the energies in the collective. But in general, what we wish to say is the physical realities, the physical timelines that are still holding on from the third dimension are becoming more difficult to maintain. And this is why so many humans are feeling that discord or suffering more in the themes that are playing out in their life, because we are being not challenged, we don't like that word, but we're we're butting up against a threshold in which a new dimension is anchoring. And many humans ask the question, what is the difference between those that will remain in the third and those that will move into a fifth dimensional experience, and will there be a separate Earth? Well, from our standpoint, from our perception, those that attempt to maintain their third dimensional or more physically based timelines that no longer resonate will simply suffer more. And they're attempting to keep up with them in an old energy. What that means is they're trying to exert a lot of masculine focus into a more balanced and fifth dimensional consciousness. Because regardless of how you perceive a human to be awakened, what's going on at the level of the earth is an influx of information that is causing a raise in vibration across the board. And there are a lot of humans who are feeling this, who are very extra sensitive in their energy fields as well. So when you bring up the example of feeling manic, it's often an interpretation of what's going on within the collective right now that is difficult for a singular human to address, because it's compounded mm-hmm. by the things that are taking place in our singular timeline. We have to also bring electromagnetics into this answer, because you are electromagnetic beings. And as you know, there is a variety of, we'll call it a chain of events that's taking place within Gaia that is electromagnetic in nature and must also affect your inner electromagnetics, which is hormonal in nature. And this is why throughout this transmission, we've brought forth the ideals of stress reduction and rest and stillness and space, because this is one of the most counteractive and productive activities that a soul who's feeling this way can take on. Even bringing the breath into a situation where we're feeling overstressed is a crystalline bridge or a pathway into what source energy wants to offer in any situation. So humans have this misconception that they are here on this planet alone and must control the outcome of every situation that's perceived to be wrong, when in reality, you are all channeling source energy to support any reconfiguration of your collective or personal reality. But that source energy is not able to permeate your experience unless you allow it. So we simply see this of resistance in not understanding how to work with a very intense energy coming from an overabundance of masculine focus and the need to understand action, when truly the best outcome for humanity is not to jump into action, but align itself first so that the action can show itself. Mm-hmm. So in answer to your question, as a human soul who is encountering some of these, we'll say, stressed humans, is to simply lead by example and to be of support in the areas where they're not able to bring their emotional discordance to balance. What we recommend also is communication, because if we are present with how we are feeling and we have a constructive outlet for that emotion, we are always going to bring ourselves back to harmony. So human connection and the ability to in resonance and in support be the conduit for that emotional release is highly mm-hmm. beneficial at this time. Yeah.
That's a beautiful answer and very much needed. Thank you so much for
You're
that.
Welcome.
Thank I hope you, it helps Kim. Others as well.
It did. That was a beautiful question and a beautiful response. Kim, thank you so much.
Blessings to you both.
Thank you too, Kim.
Call.
All right. Much love to you, sweetie. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I love that you said the breath is a crystalline bridge. That was beautiful. Before jumping into action, use your breath as that crystalline bridge and everything else you said. That really,
you know, quite simply, what I love about that is a reminder that, you know, I did do a course a while back on the higher self and activating the higher self. And when we pause and take a breath in the midst of stress or feeling very overwhelmed, we activate the higher self. And the higher self knows exactly why everything's happening and where to bring support in for us. And that's why the pause is so powerful. It's actually a part of our technology that assists us in any situation.
Practice the pause. mm-hmm. Absolutely, before taking action, because then that's when you get drained and you're not taking the action that is in resonance with your higher self, who will give you the solution or the behavioral response or whatever that will be most beneficial. So, okay, I'm going to go to another caller. Let's see. I'm going to go to area code 480. 480, you're live.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, this is Gretchen.
Hi, Gretchen.
Hi, Michaela. I've actually been following Michaela for years. So,
thank you.
This, my question is about dovetailing onto about stress. And, when somebody is taking on so much and feel like they are following their passion and their mission in life, I'm talking about my daughter. So this would be applicable to like, those of us that, you know, have a different understanding, but we also understand life purpose for other people and not to take their journey away from them. But it's really challenging when one tries to coach somebody else about, you know, reducing their stress and she's having huge autoimmune challenges and nobody can figure out why she's so sick. But she's following what she thinks is her purpose in life. And so she's really caught in that crosshairs. Does that make sense, my question? How would you coach somebody like that?
Yeah, well, the question is the situation going to be improved with an outside message, or is there an internal messaging that she can only hear? That's what we have to come to terms with as parents, that the contracts that we uphold with our children are not to control their outcome, because we have no idea what lies within their divine plan. And this experience that she's having may actually be such an interwoven part of her purpose and mission on the planet that it has to take place. So this is Kwandian actually who's here. She says, as parents, we are so telepathically tied to everything that takes place within the children that we bear or we accept. And this responsibility sometimes causes us to be out of balance with the way that we can truly make a difference, because that child chose you not to control her situation, but as a mentor or a guide to see another avenue or opportunity within her life through your eyes. So it's not about the messaging. It's about the relinquishing of resistance that you may have to her own suffering, and to allow her to walk that path, but to simply be on your own journey in a way that shows her the opportunity to choose one that's similar. Not that her path is wrong, because everything that we judge in the path of another can be considered the most significant block to our contract with them. But if we allow it to be there and allow the soul to continue to evolve through it, and really it's important to have the faith and trust in that soul to work it out. Because at the level of our higher selves, what we believe about the path of our children becomes a telepathic exchange or message to them in our energy field. And especially with some of the new children that have come to the planet, this is a very important message. If you have one of those crystal or rainbow children, when we see them struggling, what we believe about that and the way that we feel about that actually becomes received. This is the way humanity is upgrading right now. It's not about the words and the way that we exchange communication in physical so much as the space that we hold for their path to unfold. And so if there is a message that we think would be most important for you to share with your daughter at this time, is that simply she has the capacity to overcome this, that any challenge that she's faced with in her life is already born of the solution, and that in order for the solution to arise, it's not about learning a lesson so much as it is getting very comfortable in what that experience is teaching. And that can't be a lesson that's taught by anyone outside of her. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Does that make sense? Is that helpful?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to hold space for that. It's just challenging as a parent, but I hope
that message is
applicable for a lot of people.
Definitely.
Yeah. Let me just bring in one more little drop in here. This is not uncommon right now on the planet with light workers. We have, even through a more masculine energy, interpreted our assignments as very physically focused, and that we have to always be pushing forward in order to create a solution or a difference, right, to be of service. When our soul's journey is immersed in that mission, that purpose. And so if it is not in balance with our own lives, with our health, with our joy, it doesn't serve to its highest capacity. And this is something that a lot of light workers on the planet are coming to realize right now through similar conditions.
Mm-hmm. That was great, Gretchen. Yeah. I love the question. I think we can all relate to that.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome,
yes,
Gretchen.
It's challenging.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm a parent. I understand. It's
yes.
Yeah.
Gretchen, I appreciate
no
your question.
No greater spiritual evolution than parenting, right?
No kidding. Exactly. Yes. Well, Gretchen, many blessings to you, my dear. Thank you for
being
with
us. Many blessings. Thank you. Thank
you. Right. I love that. Don't push forward to create solutions. You know, and it goes back to expanding the space that we've been talking about. And when it comes to our children, oh my goodness, I so resonate. And you know, I know you do too, Michaela. Our kids are about the same age, and it's a challenging thing to, you know, but it's, I have had to learn exactly what we're talking about, you know, having faith and trust in our children's capacity to realize their own solutions and recognizing that I'm not the one to tell her what they are. And that's taken practice.
I totally agree. But it's so very powerful. I have watched my daughters become such strong, conscious, brilliant women through the worst heartache, you know, and it's just the human condition that we experience. But
Do you mind if I take one more and then we'll begin?
Not at all.
I'm going to go to area code 310. 310, you're live. Hi. I heard a door close.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
Carrie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
What is your name, sweetie?
Maria.
Okay, what is your question for Michaela?
I had so much to say, but it's more so as if you could tell me what Gabriella, this is what I was told as a guide that is with me, and what her message is for the global community as a new feminine guide. That's what I was told.
Gabrielle?
And how that is affecting my Gabriella as my right side of my body, like most. I am a dancer or physical movement, I shall just call it that. That's what I do most, desire to do most. And go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You finish.
No, I just said, what does that, there is not an alignment on the right side and the lower left of the back. I just, me personally, it's been there for a while. I was just wondering if she had any input, if you had any input as to what she's communicating to me.
Okay. Well, before you even started talking, I had a guide come in that announced herself as your higher self. So what I believe is that this Gabriella is actually an image of your higher self coming in from another dimension. And so when our higher selves come in, they can take on the form of guides and beings and collectives. And sometimes what I notice in my channeling work is that there are a lot of people out there who channel through their higher self. Mm-hmm. So it feels like them, right? It comes through like them. But for you, I think this message that's being brought through her has a lot to do with the earth and the way we connect to the earth and how our physical bodies are a mechanism of our earthly experience. When you talk about the resistance or what you've got going on the, I think you said it was the right side. What she shows me about that, and what we often look at with the energy field, is the left side is where we receive energies to channel, and the right side is where we offer. So sometimes we become a little imbalanced. We're taking a lot of information in, but we don't know how to transmute that or use it in some really constructive way. So are you a healer on the planet?
I do, but not in that. I don't do it as work. Yeah. I mean, as a,
yeah.
But I want
just,
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really what I think this is about, is you're really here in this time as a, we'll call you a divine feminine conduit for healing, but you've been receiving a lot of information and messages and getting really straight on what that wants to be and look like, but now it's time to actually take the steps to put it into action. And while I say that, sometimes people have this big uprising of fear. Well, I don't know the physical steps to take. Well, the beautiful thing about this is that it doesn't take tremendous effort and some big business plan to actually do something like this. The little adjustments or tweaks that you make in your physical reality to bring something in and try it out, to step out of the box in a just a small amount of time, is so, so valuable in how your reality shifts. And I think for you, that's really purposeful right now, that if you can find the opportunities to just very slowly and in incremental steps, try this out on more people, receive more feedback, get a communication around it, because you can channel that. I think that you have the ability to actually bring a channel of communication to what you're here to offer. This is the time that you're stepping into. And I think that everything that you want to resolve in the physical body certainly will. When you're a little more, and this isn't a judgment, okay, we all go through times where we're out of balance and we receive messages about that because we've already done the work to upgrade. Right. So when we have an announcement from the body about a presence being there or resistance being there, it's not something negative so much as it is calling our attention to now move in a different way, to actually create something different in our lives than what we ever have before. So I think that that message is related for you, the body and the way that the spirit comes in, which is, I think, an essence of you. We can call it a parallel life. We can call it your higher self. But certainly shows me an influx of divine feminine teachers and masters, and there's some kind of messaging about the earth and our physical connection to the earth and how we can amplify that, that I believe is meant to come through your healing.
Beautiful. Oh, I see. So you think it's through movement, some kind of movement, like body movement. I'm a dancer at heart. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you say that you're restricted in the dancing, or you're not,
well,
you're
my
not
hips,
pursuing
my,
that?
My hips, I'm not able to stretch it like I used to, and it's always on that right side in the lower back.
Okay, well, this is what I have you ever heard of the psoas muscle? It's PSOAS.
Yes.
I want you to look that up. Okay, that's something I want you to look up, and your guides are showing me would be very important in your healing. But remember, it's not just physical. So I would like you to consider the non-physical meaning of how that psoas might need to be expanded.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I do think, and one more vision I'll just show you, which is important. We could just do a whole channeling on this because we could keep going and going and going. I do see the native Indian seed on the earth for you in past lives. So there's something about that earth connection with the feed and the movement that is really prominent in your field.
Oh,
Native dance can be very healing. Yeah,
maybe you should re-listen to this. There was a lot of information in there for you, and I hope that was helpful. And
yes, it will. It
wonderful.
Will be. Yeah, it is now.
Okay. Well, beautiful. Thank you for calling in and being with us today. I appreciate you. All right.
Thank you both.
To you.
Thank you.
Okay. Lots
Bye-bye.
Of love. Bye-bye. Michaela, you can just get right in there. I'm like, and beautiful. You know, one question in our webcast that I want to mention. Gosh, where did it go? Sandra from Argentina. She says, I'm going through a rough patch, new clients and money related. Is this due to ascension and frequency changes? Or is it that I need to keep on working or healing other aspects of me that are blocking these areas? Mm-hmm. What do you feel with that?
Well, yeah, you know, first of all, collectively, mm-hmm. as we walk through the coming, you know, year and a half, there is a focus on financial abundance. And again, that's not to put people in fear, but we are shifting dimensions, and there are old ways of currency that have to change and upgrade in order for new currencies to come in. And any time that happens in our personal life, we're guaranteed that we're also vibrationally changed. Because the way that we've earned money before, if it's not coming in now, is just a signal that we've upgraded our vibration and there's something new that has to come in. But there's a really beautiful Kuan Yin message that I want to just quickly relay about this. If we've made financial abundance in the past, you know, any patterns that we have in our life repeat. So sometimes we go through a void or a transition where something that we're used to receiving doesn't come forth. And we believe that what we're experiencing in the now is going to be our future, when really there is a valuable looking into the past if we do it in a constructive way, because if we see what we've sourced in the past, we can be assured that source energy is going to work for us again. It's just recalibrating in a different form. So the best thing to do is stay really neutral and immersed in the situation. And again, not try to over control it, but to have the faith in knowing that you're just making a vibrational shift. But this is going to be a collective theme, I think, mm-hmm. as we walk into the next, you know, year to 2 years, truthfully. You know, we're seeing a shift in our monetary system collectively. I mean, we're going to experience this in our personal lives.
Absolutely. It's all a reflection. And wow, so many beautiful messages that have come through today, Michaela, and I know we could go on and on, but I'm going to go ahead and begin wrapping us up for today. Michaela, do you have any final message or something that feels important to share as we close for today's show?
Yeah, I guess I would just say that in order for us to really explore and find our freedom, we have to be embodied in the now. And it's hard for us to do that. Sometimes it's a very uncomfortable place, but in order to get comfortable with it, we need to have the space and the time to be there. And I think that's really what is required and helps us in so many areas. Right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. We have explored a lot of layers to finding mm-hmm. freedom today, haven't we?
yes.
A lot of them. So thank you, my dear. I always love my time with you, and hopefully some new people who haven't heard you before got to hear you today or will hear you in this replay. So all my love to you, Michaela. Keep shining and doing what you're doing. We love you. And I want to just say that theme of this expanding space, you know, finding freedom is expanding the space that just kept coming up today. So, yes. And so to everybody who has joined us, thank you for expanding the space with us today. That's what we really did that together. So please write in and let us know how you're feeling. Share any aha moments or realizations or just really anything that you feel inspired to share. We love to hear from you. And I hope that you received new insights and new ways, new perspectives for freedom. And remember that Michaela has created these special offers for you that I hope that you will consider so that you can take these teachings and everything that Michaela does a step further. And until next time, as always, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light next time, everybody. Bye-bye.